Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Kathy Woods, who was at InvestFest this year.
Yes.
She was actually on a panel with Ian, Michael Novogratz.
Ian, Kathy Woods, InvestFest alumni.
So she made a bold prediction that Bitcoin bull case could possibly get to 1.5 million and base case of 600,000 for Bitcoin. And 1 million is something that I've heard $1 million for Bitcoin for a while, as far as like, you know, ultimate goal, ultimate projection. Yeah. So how do you evaluate her analysis? Do you share her optimism? And do you think it's a little misguided? Like, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I love Kathy. Currently we're at like almost 43,000. So to get to that base case, that's like 11x return. That is a ratio that I like when I am investing. But I don't know the pathway or time frame for how long we get there. I don't know if it'll be 10 years. Ultimately, I think it can hit 500,000. But when people were sending me this, they were like, do you think it could happen in 3 or 4 years? And I'm like, no. Most assets don't climb at 11x in a 4-year period, even though Bitcoin is like the number one return asset of all time. So I do believe in a proclamation, but it may take 20 years to get there. We're not getting there in 3 or 4 years. I love Kathy. Shout out to the team. Kudos to everybody at ARK. But is this what people feel like when I like say things are going to fall 80%? Because I'm like 1.5. Come on, it's gonna take a while.
The original projection was 1 million, and I guess after the Bitcoin ETF got approved, they had it back on, and it went up to 1.5. Now, this is kind of the question inside the question: is the analysis misguided, or is the time frame misguided? Right, because she's saying by 2030, which gives us 6 years to get to 1.5. Worst case, 600,000. Or do we at some point seeing, right, because obviously at some point all the Bitcoin that will be minted there will be a time when that happens. Is there a case that we can see it at that level, just not in 6 years?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen in 6 years. Of course, we'll have a great boom after halving. I agree with that 1,000%. But yeah, I think the timing of when this will happen will be misguided. Love Bitcoin long term. But I think the projection is that's like me saying Apple's going to go to 2,500 in 5 years. Not going to happen. But I do give her credit. She was the first one to put Tesla and Bitcoin in the pairing in a fund to get accelerated gains. Everyone copied her after that. I agree with that 1,000%. But yeah, this time frame does not work, even with the ETFs being announced.
I mean, she's been bold in her predictions and her case points. And listening to her speak, I can see, right, based on the analysis of what she's saying in terms of the amount of supply, obviously the ETF, the rate of people holding onto it is increasing. We've seen it, I think it was similar to 2021 when Bitcoin was at 59,000. It was very similar. So the analysis, I think, is on point. I kind of agree with you here. I can't see it in 6 years. But for those people that are looking for the end of the year case, she 100,000? I'm more towards the 70,000 range to 100. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm at like 65,838. And where I think we should land. Like, in order for Bitcoin to go that high, we would have to have a contagion level event in the financial space. Banks would have to collapse. A lot of trust would have to be lost in the dollar, and then pension and mutual funds would have to have a mass exodus from dollars into Bitcoin. Now, if that happens, game, set, match. But I don't see the monetary system changing and deploying all that capital into Bitcoin. So when questions like these are posed, opposed to just saying no or yes, I think it's really important for the audience to say, what are like the five levers that would make that happen? We would need like a large scale banking crisis, and then hedge funds, mutual funds, pension funds, to start to move majority of their capital into Bitcoin. And I don't see that happening right now. So,
And these are all bullish projections, right? There's the other end to that where there's going to be a bearish projection where we know that Bitcoin is speculative and we know that it's volatile. And we've seen crypto winters before where it's dropped 50 to 60%. And so if you put that inside of the scenario, I mean, it makes it even tougher to get to, 70,000, but forget a million.
What? Okay, now I'm going to be on the side of the crypto audience. Was there a winter, or was like the banks blowing snow and turned off the heater?
And which year?
The last year and a half. NFTs got demonized. Logan Paul got caught up in a scandal. Every celebrity got caught up in a scandal through propaganda. They demonized it. And then Larry Fink is all in the video dancing, talking about Ripple and Bitcoin, and I've never heard him speak this much while Vanguard comes out and says, hey, none of our customers can buy it. Like, there's a war going on. And remember, 2 years ago, I was like, hey, the banks are going to come in, take over crypto.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're seeing it.
When I think of that, the NFT period, I'm not sure. I guess to qualify as a winter. When I think crypto winter, I'm thinking like 2018, right off that run at the end of 2017, when it became something that was widely known by the masses and people were investing in it blindly. And we saw it run up. And then we saw alternate coins also be a part of that mix. And then in 2018-19, we saw a drastic pullback where coin drops down from 20,000 now down to 3. That period is when I think of crypto winter, I think of that time period specifically.
Yeah. I just think it's very interesting that for what, Rashad, 40 years, they told us 7 to 12% was the norm that we should expect. Crypto comes, they don't want it. Crypto goes on fire, all coins go on fire. And now all of a sudden they're giving up on the traditional S&P 500, Russell 2000 strategy, and now trying to infiltrate and take over the crypto space, and they have done so successfully. So a great lesson I've learned through all of this and with Kathy: people want high returns, and whoever can do that with the lowest drawdown is ultimately going to win. But I don't see 500,000 anytime soon, but I do think we'll crack 100,000 by next year for sure.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll monitor the situation. So
he goes to Satoshi Nakamoto. What's his name? Why y'all out there? I know y'all going to the panel. Don't want to say nothing. But can you ask him for us and the people who are not there?
His panel. His panel's tonight.
I saw the Ripple House. Drove past it, so I was trying to stop by there this week. Which is ironic that you know there's a Ripple House here. Wow. Because it still is a little confusing why it's so many people are enthusiastic about XRP when they kind of go against what crypto was originally designed for, as far as to be anti-establishment and something that was decentralized. And this is as central as you can get. We talk about the World Economic Forum. So for Ripple to have a house in Davos,
they're about to attack you. I listen.
No, I'm just saying. I invested in Ripple early and XRP. I invested in XRP early, right? Because obviously Ripple's a company that was only want all of these people in the comments. I invested in XRP early, but I mean, it just is what it is, right? I'm not one of those people that I don't, because I know that nothing is decentralized. I understand that nothing is decentralized. So I'm not, you know, I'm not going out on this. Look, this is the best story ever told outside of the Easter Bunny and maybe some other things that I can't say because people might get offended. But
no,
you create something from an Asian man that nobody's ever known that has a thesis to change the world, and in 20 years it's going to be worth $1 million. This is a hell of a story, but people like stories, so we can go with it if you want. If you want to go with the story, we can go with it.
I can't wait till Dr. Umar come out and reveals that he is Satoshi.
Guys,
all them schools going to be popping up all over the world at that point. But yeah, narratives have to get built. I like XRP a lot, but I do find it interesting. It's kind of like when DMX was coming up and then he was too rough. And then the album came out, he moved units and it's like, oh, well, let's push him now. Banks have given such low return and have such low trust. I think they don't have a choice but to partner with XRP and Bitcoin and Ethereum. You know, I've talked to NLC about the partnership with Chase and Ethereum. So I just find it very interesting. We had a very interesting point in time, and the next few years would definitely be pretty damn interesting. But I agree. 2 years ago, everybody was killing me about these platforms and assets being decentralized, and now they're in the big castles that run the world.
It's not decentralized. Like, you know, every bank owns it. It's traded on the stock market. It's as central as the IMF.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.